There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, cruise ships do an idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
Tonight's program brought to you by Improved Tide, adds new freshness to the cleanest wash you can get. And by new push-button lilt, the only home permanent that waves your hair with foam.
Oh, that's right, Captain. It looks like the same phony publishing outfit that was chased out of Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Philly. Well, they talk gullible people into thinking they can write, then milk them out of their life savings on the pretense of publishing their book. They just opened up in your precinct in the Bronx.
We're already on it, Inspector. In fact, two of my men just brought in a woman who has a complaint against them. Right. Mrs. Abernathy, how much has your son Bentley already paid this phony outfit?
They're not phony.
Bentley?
They're the first publishers who showed faith in my great work.
Quiet!
Mama!
He already paid them $300. He got the money from me. He told me he had to have his teeth straightened. He never would wear his braces.
Mama!
I want that money back and I want those fakers put in jail. Only publishers who had the courage to print the truth. Quiet!
The truth will out!
Quiet!
Mama!
Bentley, these publishers are frauds. They should be in jail. But we're helpless unless people like you who've been victimized will press charges.
Never. When my book comes out, a great man will finally take his place in history. It's all in here.
What is it?
My life's work. Millard Feigenbaum, the father of our country.
Millard Feigenbaum?
I have absolute documented proof with footnotes that Millard Feigenbaum was the first president of the United States.
How about that?
Bentley, everybody knows that George Washington was...
George Washington. Don't mention the name of that imposter.
Imposter?
Exactly. George Washington, whose real name, incidentally, was Harold Kramer. You didn't know that, did you? It's all in here. Well, anyway, Harold, or if you will, George Washington, was really a front put in the White House by the Powdered Wig Lobby.
Powdered Wig Lobby?
That's right. How else do you think a stupid thing like powdered wigs was able to sweep the country in the 1700s?
Now, really, Bentley,
and a
powdered...
they're still around. They're the same people who are behind President Kennedy's haircut.
Talking about...
do you think President Kennedy really wants that much hair? Oh, no. He's in their power.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing.
Ridiculous. Open your eyes, Captain.
Now, everybody knows our country is founded on the glories of our great presidents, like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
No. What was that last name you mentioned?
Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president.
You mean Otto Schmidlap.
Otto Schmidlap?
Yes, he was our 16th president. Abraham Lincoln was just another front for the hair lobby, only they moved it down to here.
You believe that?
Believe it. It's all in my next book, The Truth About the Civil War.
The Truth About the Civil War?
Yes, I have documents, facts, and figures to prove without a doubt that the Civil War was just a fight between the hair lobby and the razor interests. Arise, America! Remember Feigenbaum! Captain, I want those phony publishers arrested.
We'll do our best. Boys, we've got to nab those publishers fast.
Say, who was that screwball who just came running out of here yelling, "Remember Feigenbaum!"
You never heard of Millard Feigenbaum?
I'm bad on names. Who was Millard Feigenbaum?
The first president of the United States.
Well, you live and learn.
Powerful interests are keeping the truth from the public.
Teddy, will you be quiet?
Why, Captain? He made sense.
Sense?
They'd have to change the nation's capital to Feigenbaum, D.C. And they'd have to make all new paintings of Feigenbaum crossing the Delaware.
Somebody stop him!
And how about the opening day of the baseball season with the Yankees playing the Feigenbaum Senators?
Well, now that we've finished our trip through Never Never Land, let's try and figure out a way of closing up that phony publishing outfit that opened up in our precinct.
Can't we get one of the victims to press charges?
Not a chance. We've got to get evidence from a victim in order to get a conviction. Think, boys.
We'll set a decoy.
That's it. Who thought of it?
Gunther.
Forget about it.
It could work. We send somebody in undercover. They con our decoy into writing a book, take the money, and we've got the evidence.
All right, well, here's what we'll have to do. Now, most of their victims have been housewives, so we'd better use a woman. A woman who can act the part.
Ooh, ooh.
Forget about it. You're not putting on woman's clothes.
Not me. I'm with Leo's wife, Sylvia.
Forget it.
But Leo...
Don't start up with Sylvia.
But Leo, Sylvia used to be an actress.
An actress? She used to be everything. She was a ballet dancer. Then she was a modern painter. And then she was a modern painter painting a ballet dancer. You name it, she'll be it.
Leo, all we're asking is that Sylvia be a simple Bronx housewife who spends the day cooking and cleaning the house.
That she hasn't tried yet.
That's right, Inspector. We're sending the wife of one of our patrolmen over as a decoy. Now, she'll get that evidence.
Captain.
Leo, is Sylvia here?
She's here.
Well, good. Bring her in.
Just one thing, Captain. I'll say it now. I'll never say it again. I told you so. Sylvia!
Nobody saw me come in. I used the back way. What are my instructions?
Tell her it's a simple job as a decoy. We're not gonna parachute her behind the iron curtain.
Wait! Sylvia, this assignment is...
Don't sugarcoat it, Captain. Danger is my business.
Did you tell her what we wanted?
All morning I was explaining. She didn't hear me. She was too busy making invisible ink.
Sylvia, the whole success of this assignment depends on going up to those phony publishers as a plain housewife.
Me? Plain? Well, I'll try.
Now, those crooks will try to talk you into thinking you're a writer. Go along with them. Give them the money when they ask for it. And then, with your testimony, we've got them cold.
I understand. I'm just a plain, gullible housewife.
Exactly. Here's the address.
Room 106, Commerce Building. I've got it.
Sylvia, you're not a spy. You didn't have to eat that note.
What spy? She's on a diet. She'll eat anything.
Okay, Sylvia, you know what to do.
Yes, yes, Captain. I know, I know.
Good.
Have we got any more notes, Captain?
Discovery Publishers. Who? Oh, Mrs. McDougal. Who's Mrs. McDougal?
Oh, here's a manuscript. It's called The Earth is Flat and Ships are Sailing Over the Edge Every Day, but they keep it out of the newspapers.
Yes, Mrs. McDougal, the presses are ready to roll on it. All we need is your next $100 payment to cover the cost of the ink. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hold it. Come in. Yes.
Are you the people who put this ad in the paper that anybody could write?
Did you feel it the minute you saw her?
Yes. The same electricity I felt the day that Edna Ferber walked through that door with the script of Backstreet in her shopping bag.
Edna Ferber? Oh, come on. I'm just Sylvia Schnauzer.
You can't hide it. It's in the sadness around your eyes. They tell of a woman who has had many loves, who has suffered many great emotional experiences.
Oh, how I've suffered.
All you have to do is remember them and write them down.
Remember! If I could only forget! A time when I was 17 years old, and a young man took me to dinner at Zimmerman's Hungarian roof garden.
Go on.
Oh, please, don't ask.
You must tell us. Who was the man?
Who remembers the man? But I had a pot roast. I can still see it dripping in heavenly gravy, caressed with just a touch of onion.
We were discussing your great loves.
Those are my great loves. Food.
Food?
Yes. And the tragedy of my life. You see, when I was a little girl, I developed a terrible, terrible habit. Eating. Oh, I don't mean eating. I mean eating! Do you know what it means for a person who loves food the way I do to have a weight problem? Diet after diet!
What agony!
What torment!
Torment! I once tried to hang myself. It was no use. The rope started to look like a salami, and I ate it.
You must put this feeling, this hunger into the book, the way she described those dishes.
You made that pot roast sound like a great part for John Wayne to play in a movie.
I can't write.
Your poor, starving taste buds will write it for you. You just put down those recipes with that passion, with that hunger you feel, and we'll have the first cookbook to be banned in Boston.
I have over 50 recipes.
We'll call it The Loves of Sylvia Schnauzer.
The Loves of Sylvia Schnauzer.
Which reminds me, there's a $50 fee for the advance publicity.
Yeah. I'll start with my Aunt Lena's roast goose in a bed of candied sweet potatoes floating with a rich brown gravy.
After the first chapter, we'll need $100 to start the presses.
Yeah. And then I'll have boiled spare ribs with hot sauerkraut with a mound of mashed potatoes. Oh!
Pot roast. What was the herb? Oh, yes, basil. Herb, basil.
Sylvia. Sylvia, pussycat.
Please, Leo, if I'm going to be interrupted, I'll never finish my book.
Her book?
Yeah, I knew it.
Sylvia, you were sent there to get evidence and file charges against those crooks.
File charges? File charges against the men who discovered the real me?
You're coming down to the captain's office and file those charges, or the real you is going to be splattered all over these walls.
Sylvia!
No.
Sylvia!
Please! Would John Steinbeck have ever finished a book if people kept yelling Sylvia at him?
Sounds like it. I'll kill you,
Leo, control yourself.
All right, I'll be all right. You boys better get back on duty. I'll handle it my own way.
Come on, Gunther.
Writing a book, huh, Sylvia?
Please, Leo! We want this book ready for the Christmas trade. And all I've written so far is the title.
What book? When book? How book?
Sorry, Leo, but I took an oath. I had to swear to my publishers that I wouldn't say a word about it, especially to my husband.
But Sylvia, I demand to know.
Leo, all I can say is it's the story of the great experiences in my life.
Sylvia, if my name appears in that book...
Leo, I said the great experience.
I'll find out.
Leo!
Quiet. The 51 Loves of Sylvia Schnauzer. 51?
Leo.
The husband is the last to know. Sylvia, who are they?
Please, Leo. I gave my word. My lips are sealed.
Sylvia, don't make a joke out of me in front of the whole Bronx. You are not going to write this book.
I must. Oh, Leo, I have so much to give to the world.
51, haven't you given enough already? Your husband, I've got the right to know.
I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to tell a word.
After 15 years, I suddenly discovered that the sweet little innocent Lily I married turned out to be a rambling rose. I must find a... I'm Basil.
Herb and Basil? Herb and Basil?
Yeah, I got their names from the personnel file. Herb Malosky and Basil Bannister, they were transferred out of the precinct 12 years ago.
Never heard of them.
Are you sure you didn't hear some scandal like they had a fight over a married woman or something?
A married woman?
Yeah, like another cop's wife.
How about that? Two cops fighting over another cop's wife. No wonder they got transferred.
What else?
That's all I know, Leo. They had a fight over this dame, and they got transferred.
But where were they transferred?
I don't know. All I know is they had this fight.
This married woman, did her first name begin with an S?
I don't remember.
You gotta remember. I have to be sure. Who was she?
I told you, I don't remember. All I know is her first name began with an S.
I knew it. But it's only 49 more. I gotta know who they are. I gotta find out.
What was that all about?
I don't know. I told him about the scandal that Herb and Basil were involved in.
Herb and Basil?
Yeah, two guys who were transferred out of this precinct 12 years ago.
But you've only been here 10 years. You never even knew they existed.
I know.
Well, then how can you tell him about a scandal you know nothing about?
He wormed it out of me.
What's with Leo? Suddenly he's going around trying to dig up scandals.
Never mind him. He's upset.
Yeah, Sylvia's going to write a book.
Sylvia's writing a book?
Yeah, but keep it quiet, will you? Come on.
Say, Dennis.
What, Ed?
If Schnauzer comes sniffing around, you're trying to find out about any scandal, shut up unless you want it to appear in Sylvia's book.
Sylvia Schnauzer writing a book? What a laugh.
It is, huh? They laughed at that woman who wrote about Peyton Place. Sylvia's going to do the same thing, but about this precinct. I'm just warning you. You know, with Sylvia's imagination, she can make a scandal out of anything.
You mean like what happened to you at the Brotherhood's New Year's Eve party?
What do you mean?
You remember. Sergeant Sweeney came in and caught you blowing in his wife's ear.
We were playing charades. It was right in front of the whole party. I was indicating the book Gone with the Wind. Remember what a big laugh it was?
Oh, sure, Ed. But like you said, with Sylvia's imagination...
Are you kidding? I got nothing to worry about.
Sylvia Schnauzer is writing a book?
That's right. She's going to call it Precinct Place. So be smart. Keep your mouth shut.
Don't worry. I won't mention a thing about it.
About what?
You know, about the time we raided that burlesque house and we found you in one of the dressing rooms.
Wait a minute. I was under Captain's orders. I was working undercover as a janitor to get evidence. It's all in the records.
Of course. You got nothing to worry about.
Of course.
Thanks for telling me, Kissam. They won't get anything out of me.
Just wanted you to know.
You can depend on me. I'm not even going to mention a thing about that beach party.
What beach party?
Well, you know where Sergeant Feldman's wife lost part of a bathing suit in the surf, and you made such a fool of yourself.
Now, wait a minute. I was the one who raced over to her with a blanket.
Oh, that's right. There's nothing Sylvie can do to make an incident out of that.
Of course not.
Captain, you gotta stop her. If she prints that thing about me and Patrolman Rodriguez's wife...
You're hysterical. So you were cha-ching with and the zipper on a dress broke.
An accident.
Sir, I closed my eyes immediately.
I remember. What party was that again?
The one we put on for the Bronx Orphans, where you had Lieutenant Kramer's wife on your knee.
That's right. We were doing an imitation of Charlie McCarthy. It went over great.
Yeah, I think Sylvia Schnauzer took a picture of it.
She did? Leo, stop making a fool of yourself.
I can't stand it anymore. She's got to tell me their names.
Leo, it happened years ago.
I'm sure there hasn't been anybody since Herb and Basil.
So that's two. I've still got 49 to go.
Leo, will you come down to earth? Who is it that's writing this book about her 51 loves?
Sylvia.
The same Sylvia who last month packed her bags for Cape Canaveral so she could be the first woman on the moon? The same Sylvia who last year trained in the bathtub for 6 weeks so she could swim the Atlantic Ocean? Leo, this book is just another one of her fantasies.
Of course. You see what jealousy could do to a man? All I could see was Sylvia kissing other men. Why, we were married 2.5 years before she took the food out of her mouth long enough to kiss me. Thanks, fellas.
Forget it. And don't worry about that book ever being printed, Leo. Gunther and I are going to go down there and take care of those phony publishers right now. Come on, Gunther.
I'll go in and humor her.
You see, Sylvia, if you put an incident like that in your book, my girl would get the wrong idea.
Until you told me, I didn't even remember it. Don't worry, we'll keep it just between the two of us.
You're a sweetheart, Sylvia.
Goodbye, Ed.
Nicholson, my own partner.
Why, Dennis.
Sylvia, I just had to see you.
Come in.
Oh, Harry, all these years, my own buddies right under my nose. Thanks, Sylvia. But if my wife ever read anything like that...
She'd never know. Don't be a stranger.
Sylvia?
Come on in.
Hi. 46 to go.
Sylvia Schnauzer.
Never heard of her.
Well, whether you did or not, take our advice. Don't publish her book or you're going to get in trouble with the police.
It's one of those books, huh?
We don't publish that sexy trash, officers.
It must be another publisher in the building.
Come on, Duffer.
Sylvia Schnauzer. Name sounds familiar.
Here it is.
What was she writing?
I don't remember. All I know is one thing. Any book the cops are trying to suppress before it's even published has got to sell a million copies.
Come on!
Sylvia Schnauzer? Is that the Schnauzer who did that book for us? Engravings of Queen Victoria in sitting positions?
No, Mr. Manfield. The book these officers are talking about is obviously trash. We don't print that type of book, officers.
Oh, sorry. Come on, Duffer.
Get me the address of Sylvia Schnauzer.
Where's the mayor? Where's the governor?
Leo, what's going on?
A convention. The 51 former loves of Sylvia Schnauzer are in session.
Leo, you're still her husband.
Who knows? Maybe they voted me out of office.
Take it easy.
Who's Leo? Call me number 52, the last card in the deck.
I'll give you $2,500 for the book.
We'll give you $3,000 for the book.
$3,500, I'll give you $5,000.
Sold for $5,000.
But we'll give you $5,500.
$6,000.
I'm sorry. I owe it to these two men. They had faith in me. They saw the inner me. It's the least I can do.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wait till the presses see this. You take the whites of two eggs. You stir in 2 tablespoons of basil. It's a cookbook.
A cookbook?
A cookbook? It's only a cookbook.
Yes, and if it wasn't for the encouragement of these two men.
Listen to me, you're not going to get away with it.
I think she is.
But Captain, that money is all we have.
Oh, no, it isn't. You have something else.
Oh, I know. 24 hours to get out of town.
That's right.
Captain, here, take this and pay back all those poor gullible people those crooks victimized.
Pussycat, how could I have doubted you?
Yes, Daddy Bear. You know there's only one real big love in my life.
Yes, I know.
Hungarian goulash. Just a touch of that. Bubbling in its own gravy.
And remember, as soon as I give Sylvia this scroll of appreciation...
Pussycat.
Please, Leo, or I'll never get my new book finished.
Book? Precinct Place. Sizzling expose of what goes on in a Bronx police station. Sylvia, you can't do that.
I certainly couldn't without the wonderful help of all you men.
Our help?
Yes. If you men hadn't all come up here and told me those sensational stories, I never would have known.
Sylvia!
Please, Leo. What was the name of that lieutenant's wife you had on your knee?
Leo, stop her!
Hey, don't be running in the white!
Tonight's program brought to you by Lava, the soap that gets hands clean right down to the fingernails. And by Ice Blue Secret Deodorant, helps keep you cool, calm, dry.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?